This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome to another round of the Best of SDHAM from the Soccer Down Here Network. John Nelson here with you. Thanks for accessing us however you are doing so, large device or small. It could be at the Odyssey app. It could be at 92.9 The Game in the Off the Woodwork podcast section. Could be on your favorite podcatcher. And thanks for hanging out with us as you do when it comes to SDHAM. For those not familiar, SDHAM is the morning show, the Soccer Down Here Network, that airs on the SDH platforms live on YouTube, X, and on Twitch. 9.05 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, usually goes for about 2 hours. Traditionally, we do go a little long because there's always some news on the table, some talking that has to be done to get you ready for your day in the world of soccer. There's always stuff to discuss 24/7, 365, and we are the morning show component of that on the SDH network. This week, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of take a look back with our guests and our pundits at 2025 and get you ready for 2026. We do that by looking at the NWSL, looking at the college game, looking at Major League Soccer, looking at the international game and getting you ready for 2026, and also by taking a look in the USL, because after 38 bargaining sessions, you have a players association and a league structure that have not agreed on any kind of extension or renewal. So our guest this week, to take you through what has happened in 25 and getting you ready for 26, from the NWSL and college soccer and Major League Soccer perspective, Casey White. You've seen her on Apple TV with our friend Jess Charman, one half of the Wonder Twins play-by-play and color duo. She's been on DAZN, and she's pretty much been on ESPN when it comes to the college game. You've seen her. We get to hang on to Casey every single Tuesday and find out what's going on in her brain when it comes to the beautiful game. You'll hear from her coming up in just a little bit. Then we go to the USL and catch up with the USL show's Kaylor Hodges. Kaler goes through the last 30 days, and there has been a lot of activity that has gone on in the league in and of itself away from the collective bargaining agreements and disagreements right now. We go over the last 30 days with Kaler Hodges. We kind of get into the concerns about the labor agreement and how it could be leaning into next week and probably another visit from Kaler on SDHAM. And then we wrap things up with our friend Nino Torres, who is going to be coming from Lima, Peru. And we'll break down 2026 as Nino Damas, the fortune teller, likes to let us know what's going on in his brain as he gets ready for a new year of soccer, whether it's in South America. And he has a real surprise for one of his predictions, and we also go through the talent and what to look out for as we keep an eye on everything going on in South America and in Portugal through the eyes of Nino Torres. But first and foremost, it's the NWSL, it's the college game, and a little bit of Major League Soccer as well. We find out what's on the mind of Casey White as we exit 2025 and head into 2026. So this is where we bring in Casey D, and we get to ask her about the holidays and if she is still, you know, completely and totally just bawling out when it comes, B-A-L-L-I-N-G, when it comes to everything Christmas. And so this is where we bring in Casey D and find out what's going on in her mind. And it looks like, yeah, you're bawling out. You're still bawling out for Christmas, aren't you?
I'm home. I'm back. I didn't really travel too much, so I'm doing good.
So, all right, so let's see. You have the, what is it? Are those lilies behind you? Is that what that?
Fake ones, yes.
Okay, so fake fake lilies and an equally artificial tree, but off your right shoulder. Okay.
Yes.
And you and I were discussing things yesterday. And so Owen got what he wanted for the holiday. You told me this.
Always. If anybody got the best gifts, it was Owen for sure. Like it's not even a question.
and cause we noticed that, Owen was hanging out and partying outside and he was hanging out with friends. And so he had play dates and everything else. It's like, I got my Christmas gifts. I'm gonna go outside and play. So is that pretty much how it was?
Pretty much. And he had some guests and someone to like not be as boring as me and do the same thing every day. So he got some hikes, he got some trail walks and different things. And he had a great few days for sure.
All right. What about you?
It was good. I hosted some of my family. So they were here for about 5 days. And then I went to some more family a couple hours away and took Owen with. So besides a couple hours drive, no travel for me, which was great. Just decided to trick everyone into coming to see me.
There you go. Well, but considering that before that, and this was the reason that you weren't with us 2 weeks ago, was because of 30 minus 7 is 23. You were in Italy.
I was.
And you were hanging out with HOR and seeing what life is like at Como. So this is my first question for you. What was it like to experience Italian football? And you got to see both the men's and women's game, correct?
I did.
Okay. So what was it like for you to experience Italian soccer up close and personal with what's going on at Como, which says Fabregas is doing fantastic on the men's side? We don't necessarily get to find out about what else is going on over there. So what was this excursion like for you heading overseas?
It was amazing. It was a quick trip. I flew in to meet up with Heather to see first the women's game. I saw their last game of the fall season, which was wonderful. They ended up with a 4-0 win. They're top of the table, 5 points clear. They're trying to get promotion into Serie A on the women's side. They're in Serie B right now. They were in the fourth division when Heather O'Reilly took over as head of women's football and brought a different vision there, new sporting director, new head coach. And you could see a style and a brand that they've been implementing, and it's working in Serie B. So they're doing a great job there on the women's side. I wasn't able to stay throughout the entire week. They had a cup game as well against Inter, and they lost 2-1. They were down 1-0, equalized, ended up losing, but Inter sits fourth in Serie A. So I think it was a good measuring point and measuring stick for the women's side of some areas still to grow, but show how far they've come and how they can compete.
Okay, so since we've opened that door, let's go into 2025. And this is, I asked you specifically what we were going to be doing today. And this is where we go and we make sure that we look at 25 Yes, and caffeine is definitely a desire.
Sorry, I got my gingerbread house. I'm still in the holiday spirit.
Nothing wrong with that. Like I said, we embrace the full holiday, the 12 days of Chris Kwanzmaka, which I think Ricky says like 1617 and Alex. So 1617, that's where we are. Let's get into 2025, and this is where you open up the Casey DeWitt High School senior yearbook, and we look at the senior class that is exiting here in 2025. When it comes to the NWSL, we got into the discussion yesterday about the HIP rule and what it looks like. And you know, you can discuss that as much as you want when it comes to yays, nays, concerns, what have you. But when it comes to the NWSL in 2025, what stuck out in your mind that we need to pay attention to leaving 25 and heading into 26?
Well, first off, I just wonder if Alyssa Nair is going to score another goal in 2026. That's my hope. So on the humor side of things, I just love seeing that. I think there's always, it's always fun when you see some interesting things like that happen. So I'm going to keep my eye out to see if we got any late game drama from Alyssa Nair in 2026. We'll see on that. For the 2025 season, one of the things that we talked about all year that was unprecedented in a lot of ways was the way Kansas City Current had regular season form. It's always been so much closer than that at the top, and it was just unbelievable what they did, but then not being able to turn that into winning a championship. So I think they're going to come back extremely hungry, new head coach. Interesting hire coming from the men's game. So I think that's going to be one to watch, is they're so talented with now a chip on their shoulder. And how do they turn that into something really exciting in 2026 is something that fans, I think, should be aware of.
And you look at what happened in 25 with a lot of the big name franchises that we naturally gravitate toward. Washington, you know that Michelle Kang wants to invest. Their roster is stacked. Gotham is stacked. Angel City is going to want to rebound from what happened in 25. San Diego is going to want to go further. You've got a lot of these large city hub franchises that really want to come back and do some damage to make up for what didn't happen in 25.
Definitely. And I think it's going to be interesting to see the investment that continues to happen. It's already happening across the league in general. But as you mentioned, some of those clubs that definitely have higher expectations for their results. Not that every club doesn't, because I think they do, but some are in a position to really make that jump from a financial perspective as well, and what their expectation is of their fans, their front office, and everything. So I think we'll see that with some of them going into 2026.
And you mentioned 26. Boston has already tried to bring in big names. Ellis Stevens has been a signee for Boston Legacy, and we find out that Denver Summit has agreed to a $450,000 deal with Pachuca Femenil to bring in Io Oke, the highest known incoming fee for an American player in NWSL history. So Denver and Boston ain't messing around either with what they're trying to do to get ready for 26.
Definitely not. You have to bring in players that are going to be franchise players and franchise names. And we all know that have at any level, having a player that can be the difference maker is what really helps you. But they're still going to have to continue to form the bulk of their rosters, which they're starting to do. There's layering that in. But how deep can they get their rosters? We know that there are clubs who have had success in their first year. San Diego Wave was a prime example of that in an expansion year. So it's not out of the question that either of these clubs can compete, but they're going to have to continue to round out the roster. What we're starting to see is they're getting goalkeepers in, goal scorers, and now it's about filling in the rest of the pieces.
Okay, so in 2025 in the NWSL, was there one player for you that was a surprise that you didn't have on your radar? And this player just shows up and shows out, and you're like, okay, I didn't have that on my bingo card. Who was the surprise for you in 25? Anybody?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
And you can do Mount Rushmore if you want. You can do like four or five off the top of your head. It doesn't have to be like one individual.
I don't know. I don't know if there's one big surprise that stands out to me. Yeah. I do think I have to give Lily Real some credit for what she did in her rookie year. And yes, she won Defender of the Year. I didn't have that on my bingo card. Okay. I thought she would come in. She'd be a solid defender. We all know what she did through youth national team. She's an obvious talent. What she did at UCLA. But coming in, earning the starting spot, and especially at outside back, So I think the way in which she inserted herself in her rookie year, not only in Gotham, but also to play a somewhat of a different position. She's normally a center back, but then to dominate like she did as a rookie, I think that was a big surprise for me. I thought it would take a year, 2 years, 3 years for her to have that type of impact.
College game. And you got to spend a lot of time with our buddy Glenn Davis. Glenn is another one of our OGs. And so it's always great to circle back with him. When you look at the ACC and the SEC from 2025, what sticks out in your brain is like the tent poles that we carry forward?
Well, I do think that what we saw was that the ACC continued to dominate at the highest level, getting 3 out of 4 teams in the Women's College Cup. They had 4 out of 4 the year before. That doesn't seem to be changing. And the SEC had some really top performing teams this year. And then you see a TCU get to the College Cup for the first time in program history. So there are other teams that are competing. But as we got into the NCAA tournament, it still kind of felt the same, where the ACC teams came through mostly unscathed and were able to deliver, and then one of them wins. And so I don't expect much different in 2026. I do think the gap is closing on results and how tight the games are and everything like that. But ultimately, those programs are still getting all the way to the end.
So you mentioned a TCU. Who are those darned outsiders that could be knocking on the door to sit there? And it's like, you SEC people, you know, if it wasn't for you meddling kids, like the Scooby-Doo episode, you unmask the villain and it's the SEC. Who comes in the mystery machine in 2026 that can do it? Is it somebody like a TCU? Is it somebody like a UCLA that had early work against teams in the SEC? Who can be those teams that can knock a door down?
I have a lot of trust in Eric Bell, but he's going to have to replace Seven Castain, or someone's going to have to step up for TCU to have a repeat type of year. It's going to be difficult to do. But with the transfer portal, we've talked about it this year. I mean, you can make some quick changes. So TCU, you never know. I will not count them out. I think they have a great staff. They've completely changed that program. I think for me, and this is going to sound really ACC biased, and I'm going to do it, but Notre Dame has to figure out how to turn how good they are into getting even further in the tournament. They are such a solid team. I had them picked to go to the College Cup, like no questions asked in my mind. So they have a lot of youth. Their top players are underclassmen. Now they're not going to be. So I think they're the team to watch, of getting in there, and maybe we see a different ACC team at the College Cup next year.
So when it comes to Notre Dame, we don't get to complain about Notre Dame not being in the ACC in women's soccer like they are in football, right?
Exactly. No, we don't. They're in the ACC. I'll stay with women's soccer on this subject.
Just like I said, just check it, because it's like everybody's kvetching about Notre Dame on the football side. Well, if you joined a conference, then you'd be in the CFP 12. Like I said, I just want to double check to make sure full-fledged member. They're not just drifting in, drifting out. I just wanted to check from sport by
Correct.
Sport.
So
now let's get into Major League Soccer a little bit.
Okay.
And when it came to what the Wonder Twins, what you and Jessica Charman were able to do this past season, you got to go to a bunch of different places. I know that you got to spend time at the 106 by, I think you went to the 106 by 68 up in the Bronx, didn't you? Or did you go to Shea?
We were doing Citi Field. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So okay. It's not quite 106 by 68, but it's close. It's not
quite. It felt closer. I'm going to be, or like smaller, honestly, yeah. But yeah.
Okay. So then, you know, next season, if you go to a game at Citi, walk it off like Peter Vermes did in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium to figure out if it's 106 by 68 or if it
I'd actually, be doing that if I was still on the sideline. I'll tell you what, as a coach, I would 100% be walking that out.
I mean, so when you look at Major League Soccer from 2025, and we're in silly season now where folks are grabbing names, and Schaffelberg goes from Nashville to LAFC, which was a fantastic pickup for them.
Yes.
When you look at 25, what sticks out in your mind about Major League Soccer that you got to see?
Well, one thing I have to say was just how much fun and how grateful I was to be a part of Major League Soccer coverage in 2025. So from a personal level, that was such a highlight. And I have to point out the Atlanta game where I met you for the first time. And it was only my second game with Major League Soccer for Apple TV. and my first one in stadium. So just from a sense of humility and gratefulness and in the holiday spirit, I have to point that out. And look, I'm on this now weekly, and this came from it. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I think for me, what stood out was I was really impressed from a tactical perspective and speaking with coaches, like to have that inside track with some of the coaches and some of the adaptations that I went from being a fan of MLS to covering MLS. And for me, it was really nice to just see the level of, you know, players, coaches, and what they contribute on a weekly basis. You don't get that as just a fan and just someone who watches games. You can see it. You can see it playing out. But to have that inside track of talking with teams, we talked about it a lot with Mascherano and some of the changes he had to make. He's one example. Pascal Janssen at New York City, I thought was amazing this year in what he did, and having conversations with him about how he sees the game and things like that. Those are the types of things that I'll remember from 2025.
I was going to say, you know, since you have done both the playing part and the coaching part, getting to pick the brain of those other coaches, who were some of the you mentioned Janssen, but who did you learn the most from when it came to opening your eyes and coaching? Or was it just like, yeah, I learned from Mascherano, I learned from Pascal Janssen, I learned from all of it. But was there an eye-opening conversation from one of those guys that just kind of stands out to you?
That's a good question. I had a little bit from a couple. Eric Ramsey and I had a really nice conversation. We both did our badges over in Wales. And so we were talking about the coaching education piece. We didn't do it together or the same years. But
you got your license in Wales?
I did. I did my UEFA B and A license in Wales. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So we had like some little, you know, tactical conversations within the coaching calls. Dean Smith was lovely, had good conversations with him about how he approaches games. I will say, I've already mentioned Pascal, and he was probably my favorite coach to talk to in a lot of ways, not only from a demeanor perspective and just like being able to connect, but also to really get inside his mind. But since I already mentioned him, I'm going to bring up Chris Armas, because I had a conversation with him when he was with the Rapids. Now he's obviously going to the NWSL with the Kansas City Current. So I'm looking forward to more conversations. Mm-hmm. He spent probably almost an hour on the phone and as a media group, as a broadcasting group. And he was so open and so willing to speak tactics and go really into that. And, you know, I don't blame coaches, but a lot aren't. And I'm fascinated by that because I was a coach and I did my badges and I love that piece. So I just always appreciate when coaches can and are willing to be open. And Chris Armas definitely was.
Okay. Since we're talking Armas, let me ask you this. For him to go to Kansas City, I mean, that's a bit of an odd duck to go from Major League Soccer to NWSL. I'm not knocking the hire. I'm just saying that's an interesting trajectory to go. How do you think he will translate from Major League Soccer to NWSL with a franchise that is ridiculously talented? And is it a situation where it's like, dude, just don't wreck the bus? I mean, just hang on to it, make sure the brakes work and then you hit the, how does this translate to you at first glance?
Well, to that last thing you just said, I think any coach they hire is going to feel that. Anytime you take over a franchise that has the success that Kansas City Current has, you're going to think that. But let's not forget they didn't win. And so you have more to achieve. And so that takes a little bit of that pressure off. But you're right, it can get worse. They could not be performing as well in the season. So there's always that pressure. The first thing I would want to say when I address that is that I love seeing a men's coach going into the female game and you know, can females going over into the men's game. I think those types of moves are good, are for the good of the game. And so I like seeing that from him. I think for Chris Armas, like any coach, it's going to be about how do you connect with your players? Because that's how you get the best performance out of people. And then tactically understanding what works in the NWSL. We've seen a lot of coaches come in from different places, whether it's domestically, overseas. And that first year, they're like, wow, this league is different than maybe coaching in Europe or maybe coaching in the men's game. There are going to be nuances. Just like as a broadcaster, when you're watching a men's game versus a women's game, so many similarities, but there are nuances to the games. And I think how he adapts to that and sets them up tactically will serve as his success.
Yeah. And I want everyone to remember when it comes to Chris Armas, yes, he's from the Red Bull school, but that does not mean that he is going to bring his Red Bull yearbook into Kansas City with that offensive talent that is there. And yeah, it's like, okay, so yeah. By the way, yeah, Temuchwanga, you're going to press and you're going to do the Ralph Ragnick press and you're going to be up there front. No, that's not how this is. I know everybody's sitting there going, oh my God, it's going to be, you know, Red Bulls and no, it's not going to be Red Bulls and Kern.
Yeah.
The aspects of it, you know, where Mickey tells Rocky to start fighting left-handed, and Rocky too, he just yells, "Get now!" And then they, you know, go in. But just as a caveat, it's not going to be, I don't think, I mean, I have no intel on this, but it's not just going to be flipped over to be Red Bullsian in nature when it comes to Armas and Kansas City. So well,
I agree with coaching. One, you have to coach from a place of authenticity, but every place you go and every stop you make informs what you feel works in certain moments. And you take some things and you leave some things, and that's what the best coaches are doing. They are evolving, but every coach will tell you that the way you want to play in your style, you have to have the players to be able to execute that. So either you meet the players where they're at, which Kansas City Kern has already been very successful, so I assume a lot of that's going to happen, or you have to bring the players in that fit your style. That's more of a long-term vision plan. So that'll be some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thing to watch with Chris Armas coming in and taking over for Kansas City.
Always great to catch up with Casey on Tuesdays. Tuesdays about 9:15 from North Carolina. We catch up with her and find out what's on her mind, whether it's men's soccer, women's soccer, NWSL, college, MLS, all points in between. We get to find out what's going on in Casey's mind, and we are grateful to have her as a part of our expert panel that we have on a weekly basis on the SDH Network and SDH AM. This is the best of SDH AM. John Nelson here with you, and thanks for dropping by. Now it's time to check in on the USL. It's been a very, very busy 30 days. You have coaches who are finding new locations to put on their resumes. You're finding teams that are looking for coaches. You have teams that are getting ready for their first years when it comes to whether it's USL Championship or USL League One. And we walk through all of this knowing that there is this big shadow hanging over all of it, and it is a current lack of an extension and agreement between the USL Players Association and the league about how they would like to have their new collective bargaining agreement look. We'll go over the last 30 days. We'll get you ready for the next little while and talk a little bit about the CBA that is being discussed and currently disagreed to. Here is our conversation with the USL Show's Kaylor Hodges. All right, time to catch up with the busiest man in the USL, USL Championship at the USL Show, at Kaylor Hodges. Good to see you, my friend, one more time before we turn the calendar to 2026.
It's good to see you. I mean, we got New Year's coming on up. I hope you had a great holiday season.
I got a cold from my brother-in-law. How about that?
That seems about right. It's all about the sharing and giving. And
yeah,
I never said what you share and give.
No, yeah, the season of giving, and he gave me and the boss his cold. And so yay to us. Yesterday on the morning show, before we got out, news came across, and I have to ask this in a singular sense and then in a collective sense. Philip Goodrum goes from Lou City to Lexington. And Lexington, looking at their roster, they're stacking up, folks. What did you think about the six-figure deal in the first place of Goodrum going from Lou to Lex? And then what is this saying about what Lexington is doing? Literally, it's like, is it Lexington SC savings and loan that's going on here? I mean, literally, it's like Scrooge McDuck all of a sudden with Lexington here.
I mean, horse money is more than we could ever fathom, to be honest. I mean, have you seen what those horses sell for? I mean, come on. I mean, how do they make that money? There's no way that's real. Either way, it's impressive what Lexington is building. It's not the first time we've seen them do this, though. We saw them do this in League One, where they were building what we thought was a super team. They were outspending, I believe it was 4 USL Championship teams when they were down in League One. They finished in last. We have not, this is not unusual, and this is not me to say Lexington bad, but right. This is not the first time we've seen them do this. You know, they signed Malloy on a inter-league transfer that broke the previous record, which was Philip Goodrum from Tulsa to Louisville. Now they add in Goodrum, who with the kind of escalators that can happen with this, I'm assuming it's matches played and anything else, it can become the highest transfer in the history, already breaking Malloy, depending on what happens there. On top of that, they also got Arturo Ordonez, who he comes over from Lou City as already. There's a lot going on here, and Lexington continues to spend. And one thing I think is really fascinating, and I kind of mentioned it before, which is they did this back in League One. You would think that them doing this in League One and it failing so horrifically would scare them away from doing this again, and they just don't. They did it on the Super League side, where they signed so many of the best players. I mean, they have Addie McCain and Amina Ekic in the same team. And they just continue to do stuff like this. And I know for a fact that there are general managers, there are directors of football, and that there are owners watching this very carefully. Because in conversations I've had with some directors of football, they have asked their owners, we need to spend more. We need to be able to compete. We need to be able to compete. We got to be able to compete. And they would tell them, and their owners would say, why will we spend $100,000 on buying players when we can spend $0 on buying players and make the same playoffs and host the same amount of home playoff games and get the same bite at the apple? If you look at what, let's say, Chattanooga Red Wolves,
yeah,
they finished second. Where did Spokane finish last year, who outspent everybody in the league?
Yeah.
Third. Yeah, Spokane made the final. You can see where that difference in talent comes from. But who had the better season? Chattanooga. They spent nothing. You saw Pittsburgh and FC Tulsa, two of the bottom 10 teams in the league in terms of wage budget. And I believe going into 2025, Tulsa had the lowest wage budget in the USL. They hosted a USL championship final. So there's a lot of teams who are watching this very closely and saying, okay, if Lexington goes and smashes everybody, just absolutely kills everybody else, we'll start spending money. But even if Lexington wins the Players' Shield, but if it comes down to the last few matches and they're having to be really competitive to secure it, that may not be enough for owners to, you know, loosen up the budget a little bit. So there's a lot of people watching this project really closely.
Yep. Sporting Jax has started to sign players. We caught up with their coach, who is still working his way to this side of the Atlantic. And so we're seeing that build happening as well. What are the early returns that you're seeing from JAX?
Yeah, I mean, Neville is going to be the one that I think is going to, a lot of people are going to say, hey, I know his dad.
Yeah.
But Rito is definitely the big one. You have two fullbacks. You have your left and your right sorted out. Dita Armstrong is someone who's really impressed. And they have done what they've done on the women's side. They've gone local. They decided, hey, we're going to go to North Florida, the University of North Florida. They're going to look at somewhere who's going to be local, like a UCF, local-ish. And they're going to take from that talent, talent that has been largely unexplored. And so it's nice to see that they're already spending. They're spending a little bit more on free agents than their women's team did. But it looks like they're already going to be building from that local talent pool. And it's working out amazingly for the women's side. Hopefully we'll see the same thing out of the Jacksonville side.
You mentioned Malloy. You've got Tampa signing MD Myers.
Yeah. Everybody else.
Yeah. So, you know, Tampa Bay, after what happened last season and them kind of being wandering nomads and trying to find a home and having a really rough season there. Mikey Maldonado to San Antonio, Mikwele Akale. And there's this tormenta vibe that happens with a couple of transactions. Mikwele Akale to Lou City. And the other one was, Mason Tunbridge to not a Miami FC, but the Miami FC. You end up with DeRoma to Colorado Springs, Tingy to Oakland Roots, Arturo to Sacramento Republic. I mean, there's a lot of shifting that's gone on. Eric Dick, I think, was a part of the movement to Indy 11. There's a lot of stuff going on here in the offseason.
You mentioned Tampa Bay. I know for a fact this is another team that people are watching really closely. Mm-hmm. With Dom Casciato coming from League One, that league won the championship move already kind of broke a soft glass ceiling, right? A League One coach getting a chance to coach at the championship level. And he said, I'm going to go with what I know. I'm getting a bunch of the best League One talent. I mean, Carson Enderlong, if you haven't watched him, you should. He's one of the best that this league has to offer. You look at other guys who have gone that way. Evan Conway, former League One. You have Austin Pack, who's going to be in the same locker room is Jamali Waite. That's going to be a fascinating goalkeeping room to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Nathan DeSantos is going on there. Luis Perez is going to be a guy who's going to be a big deal. Pedro Dolabella, Marco Micheletto. You have so many great players. Sebastian Cruz, Learman. These are more players that have kind of cut their teeth down at the League One level. And guess who saw that? Dom Casciato saw that as they're coming up. And he's giving them their chance. They have gone full in on having this League One talent who maybe wouldn't have gotten opportunities in the past. And if it works, championship teams are going to say, okay, we're going to give this a shot. We're going to go after more League One talent. If it doesn't work, you might see those floodgates just go ahead, dam it up. We won't even deal with it anymore. That League One experiment didn't work. Overall, there's a lot of transfers that kind of catch your eye. You mentioned Tunbridge. You also see Arthur Rodgers going to the Miami FC. Mm-hmm. Jurgen Lacadia is a flashy name, but his career's kind of fallen off. But if he can regain half of what he could be and half of what he was, he's one of the best players in the league. That's fascinating for me to see. Going through, and I'm just kind of looking at things as I kind of go along. Arturo Rodriguez is a big deal. Sacramento had a rumor that Jack Gurr was also being bought by Lexington. Apparently that was not completely factual, okay. But something to kind of keep an eye on. But I don't think that's going to result in anything. Maldonado, I mean, not just that. You also see Christian Pirano, Christian Sordo, Akeem Ward. Those are amazing signings for San Antonio, who had a surprisingly good year, who I did not think very highly of them coming into the season, and they just continue to add. There's a lot that I am kind of just generally looking around, but there's players who are available right now who I am fascinated to see where they go. Cal Jennings is going to be the big one, but for the Miami FC, Bonifilio, that was down there, I think that he's not going to get a whole lot of love, but there's going to be a team that's going to sign him, and they are going to be extremely happy with the results that they see.
What's the latest of the players that were part of the dispersal at North Carolina? Are they finding homes? I'm not really seeing a whole lot of North Carolina guys being mentioned anywhere.
Yes and no. So just like we have to remind people with these kind of things, deals are being done, deals are done, but because of registration, because of other things, they can't announce that it's done, right? Yeah. It's the reason why Tom Bogert had announced that Malloy was going to Lexington, and we knew for like a week, but Lexington couldn't say anything because registration wasn't done.
Right.
There's a lot of North Carolina players who are being looked at very closely, as they should. That was a good team. The one player, Alex Anderson, I have word on where he's going, but it was contingent on one player coming and another player going and all that kind of stuff. Sure. We'll see how that works out. But all I will say on the Alex side is that assuming nothing falls apart, the rich stay rich for him. So there's a lot of good players that you're going to see just kind of land around from that North Carolina side. The one that I think I'm interested to see which road he goes on is a Birmingham talent, which is Jaden Cervenia.
Yeah.
Because he's someone who is fantastic at the League One level, was really good at the championship level, but never really felt like he could get his footing underneath him. If there's a team that's willing to give him 90s week in, week out, I think you could see him turn into that, not that like best tier of player in the USL, but someone who you're very happy with being in your squad. So I'm really interested to see where he kind of ends up.
Okay, since I went down the North Carolina road, franchise ins and outs. Out is North Carolina. Out is Loudon, correct? They're going League Two. Is that correct?
No. Loudon has started a league.
Started league two. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So they still exist. They are still around. Technically coachless.
Yes.
Technically, but ignore the fact that Alan Marcina is their scouting director. That means nothing. That's a coincidence.
Yes. And Ryan Martin is now in Oakland and
correct
taking over roots. New coach officially in Pittsburgh. Correct.
Yes, Rob Vincent has been officially announced. I think most people saw that one coming, as it should have. No real word on officially what happened with Bob Lilly, but and while I do think the Pittsburgh fans deserve a little bit of clarification on it, that's someone who's an absolute legend for them.
Yeah,
I also think that use your brain, you can probably figure out.
Yeah,
what happened? This is not a Ron Yon situation in FC Cincinnati where he got caught singing a song and said a word he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah,
it's Bob Lilly. Use your imagination. You don't have to think that hard.
Yeah,
you can also say that the team played freer. They played more lively. They were the best they have looked in a long, long time. The moment he wasn't there anymore. Rob Vincent is going to be a great coach for them. Now, I am going to be fascinated how Pittsburgh handles this, though, because are they going to continue acting like the Tampa Bay Rays, where they say we can spend less than you and get better results than you because we're just so much smarter than you? Bob Lilly can make your coal into diamonds. Okay. Or are they going to open up the pocketbook and say, hey, maybe Rob Vincent isn't the same talent evaluator that Lilly is? Maybe he doesn't see those diamonds in the rough. Maybe he can, but maybe they don't know that. They can't guarantee that. Let's open up the pocketbooks and give him some real deal talent. We'll see.
Robbie Mertz also signing a 2-year deal recently, and we are tracking Robbie down for an appearance here on the morning show. What's the latest in Birmingham? You only won 5 out of 30 last year for Legion. 12 losses, 12 draws, 5 wins. What's the latest?
The biggest one, there's one goalkeeper in Birmingham, and it is not who you think it is. That will be Trevor McMullen right now, as they announce that that Fernando Delgado is not going to be returning to the club, likely just looking for chances elsewhere. Matt Van Okel not officially announced to be coming back yet, which he's going to be around in some capacity, either as a coach or just living in Birmingham.
Yeah.
So it's not like that's the last you see MVO, but definitely looks like the changing of a guard. You see Jake Roof disappear from the club, Enzo Martinez leaving from the club. Moses Mensah makes way down to South Georgia Tormenta, mm-hmm. where he rejoins Mark McKeever, mm-hmm. where McKeever, so Mensah is one of two people who kind of followed McKeever around,
right.
where Mensah followed him from Des Moines down to One Knox, and then he goes to Birmingham, Mensah does, and then he joins him again in South Georgia Tormenta. The only person who's probably been around him more is Jordan Bell, who's been with him for every step of the way, who Jordan Bell just might be Mark McKeever's son. I don't know. I can't prove it, but I am going from Mississippi Brea to Des Moines Menace, mm-hmm. to One Knox, then going down to Tormenta on his own. Baby Bird finally gets to spread his wings, and Mark McKeever says, maybe if I become the head coach. We'll see. But it's interesting what South Georgia Tormenta is doing. But Legion is getting a decent little overhaul, and it's been not a quiet secret that the locker room had just kind of gone stale in Birmingham. So if Mark Briggs feels like he found the root of the issues, then maybe it's an addition by subtraction situation, where maybe the talent that's being brought in, if any talent is being brought in, there is a player being brought in, but still not to the level of, well, Lexington, Tampa Bay, teams like that. If it's not, maybe the level of talent is not shocking people, but the core is good enough that if the locker room is also good, I think that Legion fans can expect a significant bounce.
Teams that are being added in this year, and correct me once again if I mess any of this up, it's just Brooklyn and Jacksonville that are coming in this season, correct?
Yes, that's all this season.
Championship side. Atletico Dallas is making a lot of inroads with all of their gear. They're not coming in yet. Milwaukee, Reno, Santa Barbara push themselves back a year, OKC and Iowa. Then to League One, and you look at what Coach Fuller was able to do in Knoxville and get a championship. Then you look at the rest of the league. You mentioned Tormenta with a lot of stuff going on, the irony alert with McKeever and Knoxville and Tormenta here. What are early returns for you that you've seen out of League One so far in the offseason?
Knoxville, I'm concerned about Knoxville. I got to be honest with you. Huh. Maybe they feel like they're the smartest people in the room.
Okay.
But they let go what feels like most of their starters. I mean, Sean Lewis, Angelo Kelly-Rosales, they got Ogley heading out, Tequila makes his way over to Union Omaha, who Tequila was in conversations of being the best number 10 in the league for me. He was right behind Luis Gil, which is big props to him.
Yeah.
that I mentioned Ogle. I think Mark Doyle, I think, went down to Tormenta. Sure, Richie's getting calls. Callum Johnson. These are great players. And, yes, they have a good core behind them. Goaling is solid. Rosamilia has been good. Jordan Skelton is the defender of the year. But other than that, it's a lot of not question marks, but they're losing a lot of bona fide players. And it's not like they're getting moves up to the championship and that's when they let them go.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Lewis is in Statesboro.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Tequila's gone to Union Omaha. It's not that they got outbid. They didn't offer.
Huh.
So I'm concerned, not saying that One Knox is going to fold and they're cheapening out.
Yeah.
But do think that they think they're just kind of smarter than everybody else and they think they can just develop the talent and say, we can just do it again with lesser guys? I don't think so. I don't think it's that easy. I'm a little concerned on that front. And when I'm looking at Naples, I'm liking the early returns, but who they lose is big.
Yeah.
Serrano is an interesting one. Perpa is a big one. You see Enderlong, who goes on a transfer. That's a huge loss. Breck Evans, Chris Heckenberg. Those are big, 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 big losses. Jake Dingler, big, 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 big losses.
Yeah.
Interested to see how they kind of fix those holes, especially they have in the spine. Taylor Gray's a good start over on the wings, but I'm really interested to see how they rebuild the spine of that team.
What is the latest with at the USL show? Where are you guys right now, and what plans are you plotting for 26?
Well, we're kind of plotting plans for tomorrow, which is the 31st, also known as CBA deadline day.
Yes.
So while everybody else is waiting for the ball to drop on the new year, we are going to have a we're going to have a show, and we're going to see if anything happens. We're going to go live and talk about the ramifications of what the CBA running out could mean, what it doesn't mean, what all these things mean. For everything, because are we going to see an ECHL moment of the owners bend the knees of the players when they realize the pocketbook was hurt, or will the players have to concede because the owners don't have to deal with a match for another 3 months? I don't know, and I'm really fascinated to see how it works out. If someone scabs, if someone breaks through the lockout, how will they be treated by their teammates? I don't know. Will contracts that have already been signed but not announced, will they be put on hold? Will they be voided? I don't know.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about all that tomorrow night. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're not going to go live until deadline time. Maybe we will. I don't think we will, but we could. But we're going to try to break it all down of what the lockout actually means.
Okay. And that's why we like to have you up to break everything down for us and be our tour guide when it comes to everything going on in the USL, when it comes to Championship, League One, and et cetera.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Great to catch up with Kaler and find out what's going on. And don't be surprised, as a bit of a warning for next week's program and next week's programming period, that we will get a visit from Kaler considering what is currently not going on involving the USL as a league and the USL Players Association. This is the best of SDHAM on the Soccer Down Here Network. John Nelson here with you, and thanks for dropping by. And now we get to have a little bit of fun. We kind of exit 2025 and head into 2026 from a South American perspective, and we take a look at football down there. We get to take a look at football in Portugal, and we do it through the eyes of our friend Nino Torres. Nino Damas is a character that he brings, and part of his broadcaster DNA, he brings that to the table every once in a while, and that's the where he looks into the crystal ball and he looks into the future. Nino Damas got to visit us live from the streets of Lima, Peru. Not from his studio, but from the streets of Lima, Peru, because we caught him on a day when he's not in studio. So he was letting everybody know about what else is going on in the world of Nino Torres, which means there's a lot of chocolate, a lot of calories, and some tremendous-looking pastries that he makes. He bakes. We'll talk a little bit about that, talk a lot about soccer, exiting 25 and heading into the year 2026. Here's our catch-up with Nino Torres.
Yellow, yellow, yellow. What's up with
yellow,
you?
Yellow, yellow, yellow. Soccer Down Here fans. Nino Damas here in a different location today, as you can see. Because Nino Damas is also an entrepreneur, as you know. And we're doing a Nino the Baker show. I want to show you a little bit here. Because I got Angela here. Say hi. This is a cafe where Nino Damas is bringing his products for the 26. Look at that, bro. Look at that. Huh? Oh. Angela, say hi. Huh? Look at that, bro. So, right on time, bro. Right on. I dropped the product here today. I'm going to school a little bit here. I got to do a podcast real quick. So, then let me in. So, we're here, brother. And I'm sorry because I didn't see you the list. I was busy baking and doing stuff here. But I'm going to go. Let's do this, right? You're gonna say number one. We go four. Four topics. You just say number one, we go for it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So number one topic, and I'm going to have Nino Damas put his big old hat on. You know how like when you the fortune teller hat? Since we talked about 2025 last time out, we're going to start with 2026. This may take up most of our time anyway. What do you see
as some of the bigger stories that we need to pay attention to in 26 in South America itself?
Wow. Oof. Mm-hmm. Man, big story. Jesus.
I'm gonna go for
South America because I think this is not only because you know I'm on your story reports strand, but the arrival of Javier, which is the new head coach for Universitario, stole from Independiente Valle, right? I'm gonna tell you this. I think Universitario is going to make a deep run in the Copa Libertadores. I'm talking quarterfinals. I mean, we haven't put a team in the quarterfinals of the Copa Libertadores since 1997, when Sporting Cristal went all the way to the finals and lost to Cruzeiro. Man, so mad about that, man. We could have won that, man. Won that one, Jesus Lord. But it didn't happen. But this is not because I'm a fan, right? I know there's some bias in there, but I'm gonna say this: the arrival of Ronald, the way the direction that the club is taking to the international competition, and we haven't made any spectacular signings in terms of play, but in terms of the coach. I think it's the biggest splash in the league, and I think if we want to make a deep run, the Universitario Sport is going to make finals for the first time for us for Universitario since 1992, and for any Peruvian club in South America making the big splash since 1997 on Sportsal. That's the I think that's going to be the story, and because Conmebol is already looking with different eyes. You remember then when Commonwealth makes the draw for the Copa Libertadores, there's group one, all the champions, the biggest clubs, and number two, number three, number four. You used to be number four in the top four, all right? Number three, we're making progress. And I believe if Importes makes a big splash, like I think they will, and then we're going to have a more accessible group, and it's going to be a different story in terms of Copa.
Subtopic, not going to number two yet. For someone who has not been able to see Libertadores and Sudamericana close enough, they haven't been able to watch the tournament, they haven't watched it for whatever reason. What are folks missing out on by not watching Libertadores and Sudamericana?
you're not used to this. They gotta watch it, man, because when you think of Libertadores and Sudamericana, think about Ohio State, Michigan. All right, think about Yankees, Red Sox. That happens every single week in the tournament. And it's just not because we have a fierce rivalry with the name or so. Now, this is for the glory. And there's the clubs from Peru, from Colombia, from Chile, from Ecuador. They're eager to prove something else. All right? They're eager to prove something else. And you see fantastic games like, Liga Quito playing in Brazil. You got fans like this guy, this case of Cerro Largo with the guy where two fans only going in 400, 500 miles traveling to the team, and the team went and dedicating their victory to these two only fans that went out there. It's pride, it's passion, it's in the best way can put a word. And then I don't know if the word it applies to it. It's if you ever think of a positive word, this is a positive word.
I was going to say, wars have never been positive.
It's more like that.
Okay. I'll take a positive war any time of the week. Topic number two, going into 2026. From the younger talents that you got to see in 2025, who are some of those talents we need to keep an eye on as they're
growth curve continues in 26? Who are some of those up-and-coming players that you got to see last year that you're looking forward to seeing continue to grow this year?
Rimona just got the best young player award of the year in Portugal. He already was awarded that, and I think this is the player that I'm looking forward to. I don't know how I'm going to watch him now because I mean the Gold TV is shut down, but there's always ways to see. I mean, I don't know how Sport TV, which is the Portuguese network, I'm going to see how I get out to get the games out of these guys. But you know what? The skill that forward in young players is the, so how mature they are for the game, right? You can jiggle the ball, you can do whatever you want with the ball. Anybody can do that, all right? We're not at the circus here. This is serious, and when I see a player who cares like Estevao, Mora, Lamine Jamal, these are the chosen ones. These are the ones that are truly special because they can perform in difficult situations. You know, that's what you're looking forward to. You don't want to see, you know, oh, he's got a hat-trick against a third division team. Who cares, man? I want to see how he plays against Real Madrid. I want to see how he plays in the national team. And this is the World Cup is coming. My God, man. My God, I'm so pumped. I'm so pumped. I got a candidate in the World Cup also, Mr. Nelson. I want to talk about the World Cup that nobody sees this guy coming, but I don't know. A dark horse in the competition is coming from Europe. It's a Viking. They got a sick couple, is he, man? He's like a simp, right? He's, yeah. I don't know. He's the Yao Ming of soccer, man. That's what he is, man. He's the Yao Ming of soccer, man. He is, man. I put it like that. A Viking speaks Chinese. But jokes aside, this Norwegian team, this Norway team, don't be surprised if they make a big run in, if they make a deep run in the World Cup this year. Don't be surprised. Please don't be surprised. And they don't tell me that. You didn't tell me. I did tell you that. January, what is it? January 2nd. Woo! Mm-hmm.
That's why we have Nino Damas come in. We sit there with the cards. He has these ideas that they're right there. Oh, what's in the coffee, by the way?
Oh, man, coffee is so good, man. It's a good fresh pop. So good.
At the end of your segment this morning, I want you to take it outside and show us the entrepreneurial side. Show us how busy things are. At the end of the segment.
You said it's there? No problem.
Take us outside and show us what's going on this morning. Okay, so then you mentioned all these young dudes. Is there anybody that has stayed too long at the dance? Is there anybody that really has really been needed to kind of retire a year or so ago that maybe this is it for them?
I got a name, brother. It's ridiculous, man. Probably a story. But you know this guy, maybe. Roque Santa Cruz?
I know.
Roque Santa Cruz. The Paraguayan striker. He turned 44. 44.
Wow.
He just signed a one-year deal with Nacional from Paraguay, one of his clubs in Paraguay. He's going to play another season at the age of 44. 44 years. 44. How is this possible, man? How? You know, and I look at the picture and then, welcome, Roque. And like, he got more gray hair than I do, man. You know, it's not good. But when somebody has more gray hair than Nino and still playing, that we I, Really, I got a problem. We'll over this next week. There's a bunch of 40-year-old players. I'm going to make a list. I'm going to bring it to you. And the number of 40-year-old players. Oh, that's your buddy, too. You know, Mr. Cristiano, he's also 41.
Whatever. CR41. So let's see. Last season, Roque Santa Cruz played in 32 matches, all comps, had 4 goals at the age of 43.
Yeah.
Still scored in the Aperture and the Clausura and did not score in Libertadores. 24, he had 5-6. He had 6 goals in 24. He had 3 goals in 23. So, I mean, he's consistent in his production. His last double-digit goal in season 22, where he had 14 goals in his play for Libertad, Asuncion. So, crazy that he's still cranking it out at 44.
You got to let it go. But you got to let it go. I mean he should retire singles in that season. I was like, all right, this is my last dance. Thank you so much for everything in soccer. Because after that, no, MJ played for the Wizards. So no.
Oh. No.
You like that, you know? But no. when they have to let it go, they have to let it go.
You were not the only one. Okay, so we talked about players. You mentioned a team that's on the rise. Are there any teams that you sit there in addition to those that we have to keep an eye out for in competitions in 26? Who are those up-and-coming teams that we need to keep an eye on? And then I'll go to the flip side after this and ask if there's a team that really is going to be going after this.
I want to start with the one that is going in. This is crazy, right? But I'm going to say it. Drop the bomb, you know? I think that Ripley could be relegated this year.
Wow.
I think Ripley could be relegated. If they don't get relegated, they'd be so close to it. This is how I see the immediate future we played. Things are going south in any possible way. Gallardo lost his touch. If they 60 million and there's not they're not getting anything, they're gonna play anime. Your place is gonna play some Americana. You see, they're not gonna play in the Valores. They don't have a playmaker. They don't have a striker that I mean, it's amazing how the absence of Mats Antuono made such a deep impact on the game, on the team for Gallardo. I mean, he replaced a 17-year-old man. Are you kidding me? There's nobody could replace Mats Antuono. Nobody replaced. And then things, I mean, they out of the Copa, they lost everything. He didn't win anything here, Johnny. Nothing. I mean, we spent 60 million. We're not talking about this big money. This is big money that we're talking. Second year, starting his third year, he might be. This is a guy that doesn't quit, right? But they might let him go at one point during the season because it worked out for Real Plate. That's my crazy part that I'm talking. Yeah.
How did it get so bad?
I got the idea. I got an idea. He he thought that bringing the old crew that won the Copa Libertadores from 2018, you know, the 3-4 players that he brought back, we're not in that year anymore. We're 7 years older now. 7 years older. All right, things change, and your body changed. And the years are coming, and you don't have the same touch. You know, the velocity is not there. The way that you win the game is not there. And he thought he got it, figured it out. He thought so. And then when he realized that he didn't have it, it was too late. it was too late. That's what happened briefly. That's what happened. And then he was playing Acuña and Brucey and all the names that they're throwing in him now, because he got a structure all set up since the last time that he played with Ripley, that he coached Ripley. But things changed a lot, man. So that was the issue. That was the issue. And now how they approach the decision, because there's enormous pressure. Now, there's always pressure on Ripley and Boca Juniors, always. But now you have the pressure that you haven't won after all spent. It happened before with Gallardo. Because when he created, when he managed the teams, he managed young talent, he managed additional players, he managed a market, he didn't have a carte blanche to go, hey, you know what, just, yeah, put it on my tab, right? Give me another player, put it on my tab, put it on my tab. And then he runs the tab, it was, my God, 60 mil, man, this is a big tab, man, for me. And he didn't have that. When you have that much freedom, you just focus. That's what happened with Ripley. My take.
Next week, you're going to give me the other over 40. And
yes, but I got something for you this week.
Okay. Yeah.
I got something for you this week. That is, we want to start the first show of the year, because this is the year of the World Cup. Every week, Nino Torres will bring you, Nino Damos will bring you up from the World Cup, from any World Cup. Any story. I got an interesting story, this one for you, Johnny, to kick off the year.
All right, hit me.
You know Adidas, right? You know Adidas, the brand, right? Yeah, soccer cleats, all right. There's a before and after 1954 that where Adidas is involved in on this matter. So Hungary reached the finals. You know, they were crushing people, 7-6, people, 450,000 goals scored in that World Cup. I mean, they were so good with Puskas, with coaches, they were great. And in the final, they destroyed Germany, 8-3 in the group stage, right? So then they met again in the finals. And the Hungarians were like, all right, we're going to crush these guys. We're going to take them down again. Boom, 35 minutes, 2-0 up, Hungary. It was rainy, muddy. The pitch was horrendous, right? It was like we're playing on the trenches in Switzerland. It was crazy, man. Muddy like this, man. You see the pictures? And your feet going all the way down. Anyway, so in the second half, Germany comes back. Helmut Rahn scores a brace. You know, Walter gets the goal too. And they turn the game around 3-2. Great halftime, brother. That happened during halftime. Adidas got these new cleats for rainy days. How do you call those high things? Because under the cleat, I don't know how to tell.
The long studs, yeah?
The studs.
Yeah.
You got the long studs. So they changed the cleats for the second half. Yeah. Hungarians were falling, sliding, you know. Hey, where are you going? I'm right here, brother. I'm right here. I got the ball. German players were in the second half because of those. Not only because of the cleats, Germany has a team, but they made the difference. You know, the cleats made the difference, and that's when the Adidas comes to play in the history of the World Cup in 1954, when Germany wins the World Cup because of the new cleats. You didn't get that one, huh?
No, and now you know the rest of the story. Okay, walk outside for me. Show me the neighborhood.
Yes, sir. Hold on.
We got to
see. Yeah, man.
We got to see what it looks like there as you are building the bakery, man.
There you go.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Nice.
This is Loche Bodega.
Nice.
Bodega.
Fantastic.
And this is, and these are the, with the Nidamos pastries that are going.
Oh. And I would recommend that if you have not right now, look up Nino the Baker on Instagram, because he lets you walk through and he lets you see what he's creating. And let's just say you probably could gain a couple of pounds by just looking at him create his delicacies, as he admitted that he is an entrepreneur. And we get to see the entrepreneurship of Nino Torres through his social media accounts. We get to find out what's on his mind when it comes to the beautiful game here on the SDH Network and the best of SDH AM. Thanks for dropping by, as you always do. Thanks for hanging out and enjoying the beautiful game as much as we do. That's another round of the best of SDH AM. For everybody at the SDH Network, I'm John Nelson. Thanks for dropping by, as you always do. Play it safe, everybody. Mucha Platia. We'll catch up with you again next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.